Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Golds, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is cinnamon rolls. You know, I'm always impressed with young cooks, or chefs and chefettes if you prefer, who show initiative and perseverance when it comes to creating what they want to have happen in the kitchen. I feel it's only appropriate in this election year that we honor 10-year-old Sam Tolson of Colorado, who loved cinnamon rolls so much that he got 100 signatures on a petition to the governor of his state to create a day devoted to the cinnamon roll. Yes, folks, Governor John Hickenlooper, yes, I did say Hickenlooper, was so impressed by Sam's determination, and dare I say it, sweet tooth, that he had January 8th declared Cinnamon Roll Day. And yes, it was actually written into law. All of this hoopla is leading up to, you guessed it, yes, cinnamon roll recipes. But before I get to the recipe, you should know that there are two distinct groups, those that use yeast and those that don't. And it really depends on how much time you have and how you want to make them. There's also two different camps about the type of frosting you should use. Some use powdered sugar, some prefer cream cheese. I want you to know that the following recipe is super simple to make because it uses pre-made bread dough so that even a five-year-old can make this. I call them super easy cinnamon rolls. You need one loaf of frozen bread dough. It needs to be thawed, about 2 tablespoons of melted butter plus extra to grease the pans. You need 2/3 cup brown sugar, about a teaspoon or so of ground cinnamon, about 1/3 cup of whipping cream, about 2/3 cup of powdered sugar, and about 1 tablespoon of milk and a little bit of vanilla. What you want to do is preheat the oven to 350. Grease with the extra butter 2 round cake pans and set them aside. You can use 8 or 9 inch round, it really doesn't matter. On a lightly floured surface, roll the dough out to a rectangle about 18 by 6 inches. You brush the top of the rectangle with the melted butter. Then in a bowl, you combine the brown sugar and cinnamon and take this mixture and sprinkle it over the melted butter. You want to roll this up jelly roll style, not too tight. When you've got the roll set, cut it into 18 to 20 slices. It doesn't really matter if you go the 18 or the 20. You just want to have an even amount for each pan. Place them in the pan and then let the dough rise for about an hour, hour and a half until it's about double in size. At that point, you want to drizzle the whipping cream over the top of the rolls and then bake it for 25 minutes. You want to take them out when they're golden and let them cool on a rack. While they're cooling, you want to mix the powdered sugar, milk, and vanilla in a bowl. You can add a little more sugar, a little more powdered sugar, depending on the consistency, and then drizzle it over the warm rolls. If you prefer cream cheese frosting, you can eliminate that and combine 8 ounces of cream cheese, about 1/2 cup of butter or margarine, 2 tablespoons of vanilla, about 3 to 4 cups of powdered sugar, and about 1 tablespoon or 2 of milk. Just mix that all together in an electric mixer, and you've got your cream cheese frosting. Thanks again for listening to Slice of Life. I welcome any feedback, comments, and column suggestions you might have. You can reach me at EZTLOG, that's just Golds backwards, at gmail.com. And you can catch up on my columns and contact me through the Journal Gazette at www.jg.net. This is Eileen Golds, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.